Morning, second. Brother.
Two.
Testing.
Choo-choo.
I'm ready.
Already. Are we ready?
A highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait, we wait. We wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for the like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Pray it the last time.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, yes, yes.
Father, as we reflect on the words of that great song, help us to tune our hearts to be ready for that day. Help us to not count your slowness in coming as an indication that things will always be the same. Father, it's so easy for us to fall into a rut, to be overcome by what we call the realities of this world. Tune our hearts, and may we say with John, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Father, we know we live in a world that is troubled. We know that in our own country there's trouble, and sometimes the troubles become so overwhelming that people become desperate and hopeless. And even those of us of faith are tempted to have our hope shaken. Remind us that your word says, looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus, our blessed hope, looking forward and hastening that day. May we see that as our blessed hope. But in the meantime, Father, may we not lose hope. May we rest in the assurance that our hope is built securely on Jesus' blood and righteousness. May we take a firm stand on that foundation. We praise you today. We thank you. And we ask you to anoint our worship today and allow us to experience your presence with us. May our hearts be open to your presence, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Lord, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. right hand, let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your right hand, let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. For the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Get your lights up. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are a voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. The days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard. You're declared, bring the word of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation.
God like Jehovah. There's no 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 God like Jehovah. A little louder now. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill. Salvation comes, behold he comes. Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And still salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
You may be seated, or you can remain standing if you feel so inclined. Praise the Lord. Well, I've been confessing that my energy level has been down for a while, but I think a couple of these songs kind of raised that energy level, and I praise the Lord for that. Notice, if you would, a few announcements in our bulletin. Some of those are continuous. And obviously for our continued thoughts and prayers are all the things concerning the building expansion. So we kind of keep that before you. And then the youth group and Wednesday Bible study this week. Next Sunday night, over at Cornerstone Assembly in Danville, there's a kind of a statewide gathering of worship and prayer. And that is at 6 p.m. It would be a great service to attend and to join other believers from different parts of the state to sort of lift a unified voice to the Lord in prayer and in worship. So please put that on your calendar, and if at all possible, make every attempt to attend and be with us. We haven't had a shakeout Sunday for a while, and we use that money to support the Galilean home. So some of us maybe who've been saving for a while, our jars or cans or whatever we keep those coins in are getting full. So March the 11th, I think that's about 3 weeks from today, we will get out the old wash tub and fill it up with coins and folding money and checks and anything else the Lord leads you to give to support that ministry. We're going to try to do that a couple of times this year. So as always, I remind you that they are non-government funded, operate on gifts from folks like us who care about the ministry that they offer to children. Those are the announcements that I just wanted to briefly bring to your attention this morning. There may be some things that need to be shared from the congregation. We usually take a couple of moments at this time to do that. So if you have something that you would like to share, make us aware of, Dorothy, just one moment.
Thank you. I have a story I want to tell you all about what God did. Last Sunday night, I got a big hunk of apple stuck in my throat, and it wouldn't go up and it wouldn't come down. And I thought, well, I can breathe and I can talk, so I'll go to the emergency room. So I drove myself to the emergency room thinking the ER doctor could get it out. About 3 hours later, it was still there. And it had not moved 1 millimeter. So he said, gastroenterologist has to do this. There is none in Harrisburg, and there is none in Danville. And I said, so what do I do? He said, you go to Lexington or you go home. And I said, there's no way I can go home with this stuck in my throat. I was already swallowing so much, I thought my throat was beginning to swell. And so he said, okay, I'll go make arrangements for you to go to Lexington. Well, so now it's midnight, or after, and I asked the nurse, I said, would you go call my daughter and tell her that I have to go to Lexington? And so she said, sure, she did. So in about the 20 or 25 minutes between the time she called Ann Forrest and the time she got there, I was standing, sitting, of course, straight up in bed, and I thought, is this for real? I think I felt it move. And I thought, so very slowly and very painfully, I felt it go down from my throat into my esophagus. And I thought, okay, I'm all right. So when Ann got there, I said, don't say anything yet, because I'm not for sure, but I don't think we're going to have to go to Lexington. So we sat there for about another 30 minutes. Now it's getting on to 2 o'clock. And I said to the nurse, after the doctor had made all these arrangements for me to go to Lexington, I said, I'm okay, and I'm going home. And she said, you better be sure, because if you get in trouble, don't come here or go Danville, go straight to Lexington. And I said, okay. So I sign myself out, and I go outside, and there is ice all over my car that has happened while I was in the hospital. So I said, thank you, Lord, we don't have to go to Lexington at 2 o'clock in the morning. So the best is yet to come. I got the next morning when Ann came over to check on me, she said, I need to tell you something that has never happened to me before. And I said, what's that, Ann Forrest? And she said, I woke up right before the nurse called, and I was praying for you in the spirit. And I said, that's when it started moving. The time frame was exactly right. Mm-hmm. So all of that to say, this is an awesome God we serve. I just have one other thing to say. Steve Bird said, tell your mother that she'd better start eating applesauce.
Praise the Lord. Is anybody going to top that story? Emmeline?
I don't know whether Lois wants to do this or wants me to do it, but we need another story like this. Monday. Tuesday. Tuesday. She's going to have a mastoidectomy that's going into her skull behind her ear to correct some serious problems. And she might get some hearing back, but that's not why. But anyway, we want to hear a story like Dorothy's after her surgery Monday morning.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just praying that it won't be as awful as it is in my mind.
Amen. It won't be. Never is. Thank you. Well, it would be very appropriate for us today also as a group of believers to unified manner pray for the grieving families in Florida, as well as those in our own state not too long ago in Marshall County. So I just among the other things that the Lord may lay on your heart to give thanks for, to lift up in prayer, perhaps someone will feel led to offer a prayer for those families that the Lord would lay on your heart. So we'll bow together. Please offer your praise, your thanks, and the things that you're concerned about so that we can, as a group, unify our hearts to take these before the throne of grace.
dare try to put constraints on you or limit you in any way. Grieving parent. We ask you to draw alongside, Paracletos, just draw alongside and carry these families through this very, very difficult time. Lord, that you would be with each family member and each child that witnessed the tragedy. And Lord, comfort though each and every one we pray.
Yes. Father, we thank you for times of gathering and in the midst of our times of gathering to be still and hear from you, to direct our words and our thoughts and our very attitudes toward heaven, to your throne of grace. We humble ourselves before you and acknowledge our need of your grace, our need of your healing, our need of your power in every aspect of our lives. So we acknowledge you as our Lord, our God, our Savior, our friend, our helper. We praise you and we thank you for all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Bible study was canceled last Wednesday night. We had a little sickness in our household, so we weren't the only ones. And so today in your bulletin, you have the Bible study questions that will be for this coming Wednesday night, and we hope to gather. I think other than the announcements that we've made, we have a couple of birthdays, and we want to recognize those. If we have those, Teresa, mine and Colleen's niece, Sarah Marsh, is birthday today. And on the 24th, Kay Smith has a birthday. Happy birthday to them. And I think that's it, right? Okay, this morning is the third Sunday that we always set aside for our communion service together. And after the worship team leads us in a couple of songs of worship and preparation for sharing the Lord's Supper, we will invite you to share that supper with us. We always make it plain that this is a supper for those who have the Lord as their personal Savior, who have a relationship with Him, and who follow His instruction to do it in remembrance of Him, reminding us that as we do it, we show forth His death until He comes again. And so as we sing these songs, let's let our hearts be prepared for sharing communion together. We want to stand, Rock, if you would. If you would, please. Okay. Yes. Amen. Amen.
I need a handheld mic up here.
Thank you, George. Okay. I turned it off. Thank you.
Michael to join me over here.
As we prepare for the communion service this morning, I'd just share these brief preliminary words. We sang about the cross, our glory in the cross, and it struck me, how can we glory in something so horrible? It's a thing that only God could do. That which was perhaps the most horrible scene and event that the world has ever seen has become the means of our salvation and something today that we can, in comfort, sing about. It's about the love of Jesus. You know, this supper that we're going to celebrate, he instituted just before he went to the cross. And in that upper room was the washing of the feet. And John tells us that Jesus, having loved his own, loved them until the end. The love of God is beyond anything we can comprehend. And we say that over and over because we need to be reminded of that, the love of God. And you cannot interpret or identify the love of God any more clearly than in the cross. There's the picture of love, that God loved the world. As John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to gather and drink this wine and eat this bread, which represents the blood and the body of Jesus. May we never do so lightly or frivolously. May it be impressed upon us the price that was paid so that we can enjoy the privilege of salvation and such wonderful benefits of grace. I'll ask the men who are going to help serve to come this morning, and we will need that microphone. Is it here for prayer? Okay, we have the microphone. Joyce will, after our blessing of the bread and the cup, will provide ministry and music for us. And for those who are visiting, you're welcome. And we ask you to come and stand or kneel, and you will be served the bread and the wine. No, is it good? Okay. It's just about this prayer thing. Okay. We'll do it after right now. Let me have a microphone. One thing, we set an agenda. It's not written, but that even that unwritten agenda can get interrupted. Rick?
Amen. So I want to talk a little bit about prayer. And about a week before the incident happened in Florida, I had a dream, and my wife can validate this for you. I woke up, didn't say anything, prayed about it, came back from work and told her. And my dream was that I was in a school, and there was some shooting. I heard the word active shooter. It was about a week before the incident happened, and I told my wife, we need to pray. We need to pray diligently, and we need to pray earnestly. Now, unfortunately, some lives were lost, but maybe some lives were saved. So don't discount prayer. Folks, we heard George and we heard some other people talk about it. We heard Ann do it. Don't let the devil fool you about prayer. Hezekiah prayed and he got 15 more years in his life. So you may not be able to pray an eloquent, extended prayer. We can all pray. That's the weapon that the church has, the body of believers has, and we don't use it. Use that weapon. Wield it skillfully. If you feel impressed to pray, pray. Prayer changes things.
Rick, would you mind go ahead and bless the bread while we're here? Let's bow and give thanks for the bread, and I'm going to ask Rick to offer that prayer.
Father, we thank you today for this awesome opportunity to come before you. We thank you for the bread that represents your body that was broken so that we might be made whole. Father, we thank you that your blood, that your bread has made us who we are today, Lord. It has given us the benefits of healing. It's given us the benefits of being set free. And as we do this today, we do it in remembrance of you. We know that you're coming soon. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we know that you're coming soon. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, and we do this in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rod, would you bless the cup? Let's bow together.
Father, we just pray in Jesus' name as we receive the blood of Jesus, that blood does its work in us each and every day, every moment of our lives, correcting and extinguishing the sin that we incur. And Father, we praise you and thank you that as we take it today, that you will fill us with all the wonderful life that you have, so that we will know for sure that we have life eternal. Thank you for shedding this blood for the remission of our sins, and thank you for the freedom that we have because of that.
So please feel free as you have the opportunity to come and receive the bread and the wine, to receive this blessing. We're now free for you to come. This time we'll dismiss our children to Children's Church. Mm-hmm.